Shalom to all. In today's Afyom Mishnah, we're going to be learning Maseches Menachos, Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, all the way through Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel. Now we continue discussing Pigol, going back to Karban Mincha. The Mishnah says, Pigol b'Kaimetz v'loy b'Lavoina, b'Lavoina v'loy b'Kaimetz. If the Kohen had an improper thought of Chutz Lazmana, he's mefagel the Kaimetz, but not the Lavoina, or the Lavoina and not the Kaimetz. He rev Machlaikas. Rav Meir says, Pigol v'Chavon al Karis. It's Pigol, and we have Karis for it. Whereas Rav Chum say, Ain by Karis. There's no Karis ad she fagels kol ha-matir. He has to be mefagel the entire matir. Remember, as we've said previously, one of the key components of being able to make a carbon pigle is if the matir, that which enables the carbon to be kosher, has the proper thought of pigle. So by regular animal carbon, that's the blood. The blood is the matir. And by a mincha, the matir is both the kaimetz and the levina. So Chum say you have to have improper thought of pigle both by the kaimetz and the levina, and if not, it's not pigle. Now, Chum do agree to Rameir, but minchas chayt and minchas kenais, with these two minachas, she'im pigle b'kaimetz, shu pigle v'chayv and al-kares, that if you have the pigle thought by the kaimetz, that is pigle, and won't be chayv kares for eating it. Sha'kaimetz hu amatir, because the kaimetz in this case alone is the matir, that's because there's no levina. Similarly, shachar echem rekvasim, lechosh techalas l'machar. Let's say shechted one of the lambs, which is shechted on Shavuos, with intention to eat both chalas tomorrow, that's chutz lazmanai, or hikter echem yamazichin. He brought one of the two spoons of levina that's brought along with lechem apanim, lechosh shnei sedar l'machar, with intention that he's going to eat both stacks of lechem apanim tomorrow. Remember, he says, pigle l'chem and l'karis, it's pigle and it's chayv karis for eating it, or as l'chem and l'chem say, ain pigle, ad shefagel's kol amatir, he has to mefagel the entire matir, which is both spoons of levina, not just one. Another din, shachar echem rekvasim, lechem menu l'machar, let's say shechted one of the lambs of Shavuos with intention to eat from it tomorrow, who pigle, so that individual one is pigle, v'chaveir kosher, but the other one's kosher. Now lechem chaveir l'machar, let's say he shechted one with intention to eat from the other one tomorrow, shneim ksherim, both of them are kosher, there's no pigle over here at all. Now to Perek Gimel Mishnah, if we continue discussing this, hakamis is a mincha, if he did kmitza to the mincha, lechol davar she'ein darkei lechol, with intention that he's going to eat something that's not normally eaten, or lahakter davar she'ein darkei lahakter, to be makter to burn something that's not supposed to be burned. Kosher, so it's kosher. Was Reb Elazar Pais or Reb Elazar Pasuls? Now lechol davar she'darkei lechol, lahakter davar she'darkei lahakter, pachas mikizayis. Let's say he had this improper thought to eat something that's supposed to be eaten or to burn something that's supposed to be burned, but was with less than a kizayis, so it's kosher. Also lechol kechatzi zayis or lahakter kechatzi zayis. The improper thought was regarding eating half a kizayis and being makter half a kizayis. Over here, it's also kosher she'en achila v'aktara mitstarfin, because achila and haktara are not mitstarf together. We have to have a full kizayis of either achila or haktara with an improper thought in order to pasul it. And we'll begin by mentioning a number of different things that have to do with the karban mincha and whether or not they're going to pasul it. Let's say lo yatzak, he didn't pour the oil of the mincha, or lo bal, he didn't mix it with the flour, or lo pasas, he didn't crumble the mincha. There's certain menachas that need to be baked and then crumbled, and he didn't do that. Or lo malach, he didn't salt the kaimetz before he burned it. Or lo hanif, he didn't wave the mincha. Or lo higish, he didn't put it next to the mizbeach. Ashab sasim sisim rubais, or he crumbled it into pieces that were too big. Velo mishachan, or he didn't put oil on them. Ksheris, in all these situations, the karban mincha is kosher. Now let's say in his arv kumtza becomes chaverta, we have the kaimetz of one mincha, they got mixed up with the kaimetz of the other mincha. Or bimchas kohanim got mixed up with the kaimetz of kohanim. Or bimchas kohen mashiach, it got mixed up with the mincha of the kohen mashiach, which is the mincha of the kohen gadol. Or bimchas nesachin, it got mixed up with the karban mincha that's brought along with the karban. In all these cases, ksheira, these things got mixed up with each other, are kosher, and that's because every single one of these things is totally burned. The kaimetz of a karban mincha is burned. So if two kamatzim got mixed up with each other, no problem, they're going to be burned anyway. And also, the mincha of kohen where the kohen mashiach and mincha nesachim is completely burned, so it doesn't make a difference if they got mixed up with each other. Anyway, everything's burned, so we just put it on his back and everything's fine. Rabbi Huda says, "B'michas kohen mashiach or minchas nesachin psula. If the kaimetz of a regular mincha got mixed up with the mincha of a kohen gadol or a minchas nesachin, so it's pasul. Why is that? Shezubli lasa avet v'zubli lasa raka. This one is belila. Its mixing is thick, and the other mixing is thin. A regular mincha is mixed with one loig of oil, and that means it's like a thick dough. And minchas nesachin or minchas kohen mashiach is with three loigin of oil, so it's very liquidy, and therefore when they get mixed up with each other, rahin baila zumizu, they absorb one from the other, and the thicker one's absorbing oil from the thinner one, and then it becomes batal." So in this case, Rabbi Huda says that mincha that had the kmitza got mixed up is actually pasul. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel with more cases, shtei menachas shalai nikmetzu. We have two menachas that did not have the kmitza taken off yet, but it's arvazubazu, and they got mixed up with each other, meaning they both fell into the same kli. Not that they got totally mixed up, they both just basically fell into the same kli, maybe they're next to each other. So im yachal likmetz mizu v'fnehaz mizu v'fnehaz makshayros. If he could take off a kmitza from this one and that one separately, and it's clearly a separate kmitza from each one of these menachas, so they're perfectly kosher, whereas vimlav, if not psula, so they're pasul, because when you have a kmitza taken from each individual mincha, we can't do that. Now, another case, hakaimetz shenis arv b'mincha shaloi nikmetza. We have a kaimetz that was taken out of mincha A, and that got mixed up into mincha B, and mincha B did not have the kmitza taken off yet. Lo yakter, he's not allowed to burn it, because mincha B didn't have the kmitza taken off, and you can't put the whole thing into the fire, so mincha A is problematic as well. However, vim hektir, if it was burned, zusha nikmitza also bailim, the one that already had the kmitza taken off of it, so it counts for its owner because its kmitza was burned. But vizusha loy nikmitza, the mincha that did not have the kmitza taken off, and he poured the whole thing on the mizbeach, loy also bailim, so that mincha didn't count for the owners because it didn't have the kmitza taken off. Now let's say nisarv kumtza b'shireha oy b'shireh shel chaverta. Let's say the kaimitz that was taken off the mincha got mixed up with its shirayim, with its leftovers. He has the mincha in front of him, takes off the kaimitz, and then wasn't paying attention, and maybe put it back in, and it got mixed up, or put it into a different bowl that had the shirayim of a different mincha. Lo yakter, it's not to be brought in the mizbeach, because we know that shirayim, the leftovers of a mincha, are not allowed to be brought in the mizbeach. It's a clear pasuk that tells us this. However, vim hektir, if it was burned on the mizbeach, also the bailim, at the end of the day, b'diavet, it counts for the owner. Now let's say nitma ha-kaimitz, the kaimitz became tameh, the krivoy, but he ended up putting on the mizbeach anyway by accident. Hatzitz meratza, the tzitz, which is the golden plate that's on the forehead of the kohen gadol, that brings about a ritzoy, brings about an acceptance. However, yatza v'hikrivoy, if it was brought out of the azara and he put it on the mizbeach, ain hatzitz meratza, there's no ritzoy, there's no acceptance by the tzitz. Why is that? And here's the rule, shatzitz meratza ala tamei v'ein meratza ala yotze. This concept of the tzitz, again, this golden forehead plate that's worn by the kohen gadol, that it's meratza, brings about a ritzoy, brings about an acceptance of something that went wrong, that only works for tamei, but not for yotze, for something that left the azara, and this is based off of a pasuk. And Mishadal tells us nitmu shireha. Let's say the shirayim, the leftovers of the karban mincha, meaning whatever's left in the bowl after the kmitza was taken off, they became tamei. Or nisfu shireha, the shirayim got burned. Or avdu shireha, they got lost. So kmitas Rabbi Lezer kshero, kmitas Rabbi Shua psula. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's kosher. According to Rabbi Shua, it's pasul. What's his machlokes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua? So it's the same exact discussion in regards to a karban. Let's say we have a karban, the meat became tamei or burned or lost, but we still have the blood. And remember, the main avoida of a karban is making sure its blood was sprinkled. Rabbi Lezer says, no problem. Just because we don't have the meat or there's a problem with the meat, we could still sprinkle the blood, and that's a kapara for the owner. Whereas Rabbi Shua says it's pasul. So it's the same thing with the karban mincha. However, shaloi b'chlishares, if the kmitza was not put into a klisharis, it wasn't put into one of the holy kelim and base of mikdash, psula, so then it's pasul. However, Rabbi Shimon machshir, Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. And lastly, hikter kumtza pamayim kshera. If the kaimitz was brought twice, so then it's kosher. What does it mean it was brought twice? So the minimum amount that the kain scoops up in the kmitza is 2 kizesim, and that means that he divided these 2 kizesim and brought them one at a time. So that's fine, because the minimum amount of kmitza that's able to be brought is a kizayis. So if he brought it twice, one kizayis now and one kizayis a little bit later, that's perfectly fine. But if he divided into more than 2 parts, it's not okay, because that means that each part is less than a kizayis. As we just said, the kmitza is not to be brought if it's less than a kizayis. Now moving on to Mishnah Hay with more important dinim about a karban mincha. Hakaimet mi'utim akavis rubai. The kaimet, it's miut, is ma'akev, it's rive. The minority prevents the majority. Another way of saying this is what we've mentioned before, is that if there's something missing from the kaimet, if it's not a full kaimet, then that's ma'akev, that prevents it from being kosher, even though he has an almost full kaimet, it's rive, it's the majority of a kaimet, since it's not the full thing, that little miut, that little bit that's missing, is ma'akev and it's not kosher. Similarly, ha'isarin mi'ute ma'akev's rubai, the minimum of isarin of flour, even if it's missing a little bit, that's ma'akev and that prevents it from being kosher, even though he has the majority. Similarly, hayayin, wine that's brought for nesachim, mi'utam akev is rubai. Even if there's a little bit missing, that's ma'akev, even though we have the majority and it's not kosher. Hashemen, oil that's mixed up with the karban mincha, mi'utam akev is rubai. If a little bit's missing, that's ma'akev. Also, hasayas hashemen ma'akev zezeh. The oil and the flour, those are ma'akev each other. If they're not mixed up with each other and we don't have both of them, then the mincha's not kosher. And ha'kaimitz v'alavayna ma'akev zezeh, the kaimitz of the mincha and the levayna that comes along with it, the frankincense, they're also ma'akev each other. We need all of them, and if not, then the mincha's pasul. Now, in previous Mishnah, we began a theme of two different things that are supposed to be brought together or done together, and if not, they're ma'akev each other, which means they prevent each other from being kosher. In other words, we don't say that it's just lechatchila that have to be done, but b'diavad it's fine. Even b'diavad, it's not okay. So here we continue, not talking about menachos, referring to other things in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Vav says, Shnei Se'ira Yom Kippurim Akvin Zezeh, the two goats that are brought in Yom Kippur, one of them is a Sari LaHashem, it's a Karban Chatos brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and one of them is a Sari LaZazel, it's pushed off a cliff. They're both ma'akev each other. If one of them gets lost or something happens to one of them, we have to bring a whole new pair. Another din, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres Ma'akvin Zezeh, the two lambs that are brought in Shavuos, they're ma'akev each other. One without the other is not okay. Shtei Chalos Ma'akvin Zezeh, the two chalos, the two loaves that are brought in Shavuos, they're also ma'akev each other. Shnei Sudar Ma'akvin Zezeh, and Shnei Bezichin Ma'akvin Zezeh, the two stacks of lechem upon him every single week in the base of Mikdash, they're ma'akev each other. One without the other is not okay. And the two spoons of levaina that are brought with them are also ma'akev each other. Hasudarim Ve'ha Bezichin Ma'akvin Zezeh, the stacks of the lechem upon Kohanim and the Bezichim together are ma'akev each other, we have to have all of them together. Shnei Minim Sheba Nazir, Shlosh Sheba Para, Arba Sheba Toida, the two Minim, which is two different types of breads that a Nazir brings along with his Karbanos, the three different things that are brought with the Para Aduma, namely, we have Eitz Erez, Ezoiv, which is Hyssop, and Shni Toilas, which is another thing that's used in the Para Aduma, and the four types of breads that are brought along with the Karban Toida, Arba Sheba Lulav, the four Minim of Lulav, we know that that's Lulav, Esra, Gadassim, and Aravais, Arba Sheba Mitzayra, the four Minim of Mitzayra, which is also Eitz Erez, Ezoiv, Shni Toilas, and here we have another one, which is a Tzipor, a bird. All of these, Ma'akvin Zezer, Ma'akv each other, continue with this theme, Sheva Hazayis Sheva Para, there's seven sprinklings of the Para Aduma. When a person is becoming Tahar from Tomas Mace by getting sprinkled on with the waters of the Para Aduma, there has to be seven sprinklings, Ma'akvi Zuazu, those are Ma'akv each other, and similarly, Sheva Hazayis Shal Bein Abadim, Shal Parechas, Shal Mizbach Hazav, Ma'akvi Zuazu, this also due to Avoid of Yom Kippur, the seven sprinklings of blood that are done in between the two poles of the Aron Kodesh in the Kodesh Kodashim, and also that are done towards the Parochas, and they're done on the golden Mizbeach, all those are Ma'akev each other, we need every single one of them. Moving on to Mishnah Zion with something similar, Shiva Kenei Menorah Ma'akvin Zezet, the seven branches of the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, they're Ma'akev each other, we can't have a less than seven, and also Shiva Neirosem Ma'akvin Zezet, the seven Neirois, which is basically the seven cups at the top of the seven branches of the Menorah, these are the things that hold the oil, they're also Ma'akev each other, Shtei Parshias Shiva Mezuzah Ma'akvin Zuzu, the two Parshias in Mezuzah, that's Shema and Vahayim Shemaya, they're Ma'akev each other, we have to have both of them, even one letter written wrong, if it's, let's say, mushed together with another one, so it's not completely surrounded by a little bit of empty parchment, that's ma'akev, and that makes the mezuzah not kosher. Similarly, arba parshas sheba tefillin, the four parshas in tefillin, ma'akev zuzu, they're ma'akev each other, and vafilu ksav echad ma'akvan, even one letter that's written improperly is ma'akev, and apostles them. Another day in here, we have a machlokes about it, arba tzitzias ma'akev zuzu, sharbatan mitzvah achas, the four tzitzias, the four corners of the garment that has tzitzis on them, they're ma'akev each other, because they're all one mitzvah. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, where he argues and says, Arbatan Arba mitzvahs, all four are four separate mitzvahs, and there's a big machlokes what Rabbi Shmuel means. Does he mean to say that each one's its own mitzvah, and that you could just have two or three tzitzis on your garment and not four? Or does he mean something else? That's beyond the purview of our learning together. And we continue the theme that we started in the previous parak, is when we have two different related things, whether or not they're ma'akev each other, do we have to have both of them? And if not, it's not kosher, we can't do it, or one is okay without the other. And we ended off discussing tzitzis, so we continue with that. The Mishnah says, "Atcheles ein ma'akevus alavan, ba'alavan ein ma'akevus atcheles." The tcheles, the blue string which is on the tzitzis, is not ma'akev the white, and the white's not ma'akev the blue. If you have only white or even only blue, it's not a problem. You have 100% kosher tzitzis. Now with the tefillin, tefillah shel yad ein ma'akevus shel roish, v'shel roish ein ma'akevus shel yad. The shel yad tefillin is not ma'akev the head, and the head is not ma'akev the arm. So if he only puts on one, not a problem. On to discussing the nesachim, which are libations that are done as part of certain karbanos, and there's something called the minchas nesachim, which is not only a mincha that has flour and oil, but also the wine libations. The flour and the oil is not ma'akiv the wine, and the wine is not ma'akiv them, even if we have one without the other, not a problem. Lastly, now discussing the avoida of blood that's sprinkled on the mizbeach, when blood of a carbon is supposed to be sprinkled on the outer mizbeach, which is where the vast majority of carbonus dam is sprinkled, so one is not ma'akiv the other, even if he has to do two or maybe four applications of blood, and he only does one, not a problem, he's still yotze. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing with this, Haparim Va'elim Akvasim, the bulls, the rams, and the sheep that are brought on Shavuos, these are multiple karbonos that are brought either as part of the Karbon Musaf or that are brought as part of the Shtei Alechem, they're not ma'akev each other. If we have one without the other, no problem, whatever we have can still be brought. Now Rav Shimon says another din, Im Hayu Lehem Parim Merubim V'loi Hayu Lehem Nusachim, let's say the Gizbarim, the treasurers in the Beis HaMikdash, only had a limited amount of money, and they could either buy all of the Parim, all of the bulls that were supposed to be brought, but then they wouldn't have any money for Nusachim, or they should buy fewer parim and also nusachim. What do? Yaviu par echad nusachav. It's better to bring one par with its nusachim v'loik rukulin b'loin nusachim. Don't bring all of the parim without any nusachim. The Mishnah Gemara is a continuation of the previous one where we started discussing and mentioned just very briefly that there's multiple karbanos that are brought on Shavuos. The main one that's unique to that day is the Shtei Alechem, and along with it we had some karbanos Ayla and karban Chatos and two kvasim that were brought as a Shlamim. Now these two kvasim as a Shlamim are the main ones that are brought along with the Shtei Alechem. The other ones are not as main, or they're not as connected to the Shtei Alechem, and that's what we're talking about over here. The Mishnah says, HaPar V'Olim HaKvasim, the Par Olim HaKvasim, they're all brought as a Karbon Oila, the HaSa'ir, and the Sa'ir that's brought as a Chatos, Einu Ma'akvim Salechem, V'Loi Alechem Ma'akvon, they're not Ma'akvim the Lechem's not Ma'akvim them. If they're brought without the Lechem, or the Lechem without them, it's not a problem. We don't have to have all of them together. However, halachim akav zakvasim, the lachem is ma'akav the two kvasim that are brought as a korban shlomim, as we have just mentioned. Those two kvasim are really the main thing that's meant to be brought with the lechem. So they're ma'akav the kvasim. However, kvasim ainon ma'akav the lechem. The kvasim are not ma'akav the lechem. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. That's because according to Rabbi Akiva, the lechem is the main thing. So as long as we have the shtei lechem, even if for some reason they weren't able to find kvasim, they didn't have kvasim, or there was a problem with them, there's a shortage of sheep or something, no issues. We can have the lechem without the kvasim, but we can't have the kvasim without the lechem. However, Amar Shem Banana, Shem Banana says, loiki, that's not so. Ella, it's the opposite. Hakvasim akvim selechem, velechem ainu ma'akv zekvasim. The sheep are ma'akv the lechem, and the lechem is not ma'akv the kvasim. In other words, according to Shem Banana, you could have the kvasim without the lechem, but not the other way around. Why is that? Shekim letzini, we find, show you so with Midbar Abayim Shana, when the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years, karvu kvasim b'lay lechem, they brought kvasim without lechem. There was no bread in the Midbar, they only had mun, and at least Banana's holds, then on Shavuos, they brought the two kvasim without lechem, so that's no problem. Afkan, so to here, you could read kvasim b'lay lechem, the kvasim could be brought without the lechem. Now, Shimon says, halacha k'div bananas, halacha is like bananas, that we could bring kvasim without lechem. Aval ein hatam k'dvarav, the reason is not like what he's saying. Shekala amar b'chomash ha'pekudim, any korbanos that are mentioned, chomash ha'pekudim, which is b'midbar, karv b'midbar, those korbanos were brought in the midbar, and this is all the korbanos musaf that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, all those were brought in the midbar. However, v'chala amar b'taras kehanim, all korbanos that are mentioned in Sefer Vayikra, that's taras kehanim, like karv b'midbar, those were not brought in the midbar, and that's where the shtei alechem were mentioned, and therefore Shem Bananas is wrong, because actually the kvasim, and by that same token the shtei alechem, were not brought in the midbar. It's only mishabola aretz karvu el veilu. Once they came to Eretz Yisrael, then they brought these and those, the karbanos mentioned both in Vayikra and Bamidbar. So now he explains, Upnei ma'ani oimer yikru kvasim b'lay lechem. So why is it that I say that they could be brought without lechem if it's not for Shem Bananas' reason? That's because shakvasim atirnus atzman b'lay lechem. The kvasim, they could be matir themselves without bread. What does that mean, they can be matir themselves? So what's the main matir of a karbon? We had this in the previous Masechet in Zvachim. That's the avoidas hadam, taking the blood and sprinkling it on the mizbeach. So kvasim, they could matir themselves without lechem. We don't need bread for them. Whereas lechem b'lay kvasim ain't li miyatirenu. Bread without kvasim, there's nothing to be matir it. The way that the lechem become mutter to eat is through the avoidas hadam of the kvasim. And therefore, if we have kvasim without lechem, no problem. But lechem without kvasim, there's nothing we could do to matir them because there's no blood to sprinkle to allow the kohanim to eat the lechem. And that's the real reason why we paskin like this. Again, it's not the same svara as Shem Bananas, but it's the same final psak that he holds like. We're going to stop for a day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalid. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.